The spores of soybean rust can travel up to 300 miles a day on a good wind. Once it attacks a plant, the fungus can cut crop yields by as much as 80%. It hasn't arrived in Wisconsin yet, but could be devastating when it does, according to UW-Madison plant pathologist Craig Grau.
It can actually defoliate the crop in a matter of weeks. Once it gets going, it can move from region to region very quickly.
Grau says government researchers knew the disease would eventually arrive in the United States. It's been rampant in China and Japan for decades, and recently in Brazil. It's believed hurricane winds this fall brought it from there to the southern United States. Menominee area farmer Paul Harrison has 250 acres of soybeans and sits on the soybean marketing board. That group picked Craig Grau to head up their emergency soybean rust research team. Harrison says fungicides that control the disease are expensive and have to be applied within a couple of days after exposure.
They estimate somewhere between about $18 to $22 an acre to spray. And it looks like a minimum of two applications, maybe three to four. So from an economic standpoint, that can get very devastating that way.
UW River Falls Ag Economics Professor David Trechter says threats to farm profitability like this are always hard to predict.
And it seems to me that this is just another thing that adds to the general tenor of nervousness that is sort of out there. The ag economy this year has been quite robust, with really nice prices in terms of beef and milk in particular, and decent prices early in the year at least for some of the grain crops.
The one potential positive aspect of soybean rust for Wisconsin farmers, it does not survive over winter. Right now it appears the fungus would have to blow in every season. And for Menominee farmer Paul Harrison, the estimated 50% chance that would happen every year is enough for him to stick with the crop and potentially cash in on what could be high demand and prices for soybeans in the future. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.